And a very good morning to you. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And we got a jam-packed show lined up for you tonight or today. We have USD 3D3 Manhattan Ogden going first. We'll have the Manhattan Fire Department and a Go Red Survivor later here in the show. Superintendent Marvin Wade joins us in studio. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon.
It's a pleasure to have you in here. We've been talking, spring break is hard to believe, it's next week.
Oh, I know. Yeah, here it is, March 4th already. It's just the year's flying by for us. And like you said, spring break, that it starts for the students on Friday. They've got all next week off. And, you know, we're of course, everybody's looking forward to it. But some of us are looking forward to getting the schools cleared out, really doing a deep clean, you know, the custodial staff do a great job of trying to keep things clean throughout the week, throughout the year. But when we have these breaks like this, it's a great opportunity to just really get in, disinfect, air the place out with that weather that Dave's talking about, you know, really be able to get in and knock down some of this crud people are fighting.
Yeah, no doubt. It's certainly a good time to hit the reset button. And I know, you know, my daughter goes to Marlatt Elementary, and I know that there's been a lot of folks getting sick here. Do you have any estimation on numbers of that?
No, I don't. It's interesting you mentioned Marlatt. I remember going in a classroom there right before, well, before Christmas break, the holiday break, and got to be careful there, the winter break.
Yeah.
And walking in a classroom, and there's like 7 or 8 students, and that was it because other kids were out sick. So I think that's an anomaly. But there's been an awful lot of illness, just different things between the flu, bronchitis, cold, strep throat, just a lot of different things going around.
And you guys as school officials, you want the kids in class, but not if they're sick.
That's correct. And, you know, that's that fine line of, you're right, we want them to be in school. We want them to have the opportunity to learn. But if people are sick, stay home, drink fluids, rest, do the things that we all know we're supposed to do, wash our hands regularly, get well, and then come back. But that, you know, truthfully, that's hard for people to do. I'm sitting here thinking, yeah. People that know me are probably saying, yeah, listen to them. I mean, you know, because I'm guilty of it too. I try to, you know, cover my mouth when I'm coughing and to use hand sanitizer and to stay away from people when I'm not feeling great. But it's just tough. I guess that's, you know, everybody's trying to get by and get things done and still keep from spreading what's going around.
Yeah, everyone. I totally get that because I remember I got sick earlier this month and I wanted to get as much of my work done as I could. I don't want to have to come back and do a whole bunch of work. But yeah, you're right. Sometimes you just got to you gotta take time for yourself. We've been talking a lot. What's been in the news lately here nationally and globally has been coronavirus, and I'm sure you guys are updated on that constantly.
We are. We're keeping close watch on what's the latest releases. We are in contact with Riley County Health Department. Had a meeting or a phone conversation with them yesterday afternoon, a conference call on the current status. There's another meeting this afternoon, just tracking, you know, what's the international, transnational, what's it look like locally. The last I heard yesterday afternoon is, you know, no confirmed cases of coronavirus in Riley County. That's great news, but they're still watching closely, working on, you know, what kind of press releases would be warranted in certain situations. A lot of behind the scenes preparedness going on, but still the latest is the same things we were just talking about a minute ago. You know, wash your hands, avoid touching your eyes, nose, your mouth, avoid contact with people that are sick, stay home if you can, cover your mouth and your nose when you cough or sneeze. Just those same things that are precautionary as far as cold and flu, same thing, you know, as far as the coronavirus goes. So nothing new on that front as of, well, yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, and you know, that's good practice also with people going on a spring break. They're going to be traveling. You don't know where some of these folks may be heading. The coronavirus could be where they're going, for all you know.
And that is part of the conversations going on of is who's going where and when they come back, what conversations do we have with them, just that, all different kind of scenarios. And in a college town with military community, you know, there, like you say, there's a lot of people going a lot of different places.
Yeah. All right. Well, good to know that everybody's kind of keeping an eye on behind the scenes.
Well, yeah, and Riley County Health Department's taking the lead. We give them information. We follow their lead and appreciate that partnership we've got there, that we've got open lines of communication.
All right. Yeah, we're speaking with Superintendent Marvin Wade here, USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. Of course, they have a school board meeting tonight, first one of the month of March, last one before spring break. And you'll lead off, I guess, tonight with some special recognition. Huh?
Yeah, we do have. And yeah, I'll remind people that the meetings are at Robinson Education Center, our district office across from West Campus, the high school, and it starts at 6:30. Anybody's welcome to attend our meetings. We do have public comment opportunities for people that would like to address the board, and the board welcomes those opportunities for people to speak to them. We do have, as far as some of the recognitions tonight, we do have a proclamation for Sunday, March 8th, being International Women's Day. It's just reminding people to unite in terms of thinking, acting, and accelerating gender parity and recognizing International Women's Day. We also have the opportunity to recognize our Manhattan High School Scholars Bowl team. They've done a great job every year. They're always like third, second in state in Scholars Bowl. And it's like a Jeopardy-type competition that there's teams of five students, and in their round of competition, they've got 16 different questions, and they're in competition with another school. And it's things like world languages, English language arts, social studies, math, a lot of different areas. And they compete in answering the questions. And our team, you know, the biggest thing is they won state this year. They've always done well, and this year they won state, and they were undefeated in Centennial League, which they have like 20 or 25 matches throughout the year. And, you know, they were undefeated in Centennial League in one state. So we're excited to recognize them tonight.
That's great.
Yes.
Yeah, so awesome. I remember doing stuff like that. It was so much fun to do things like Scholars Bowl and Geography Bees. And
great to see them enjoying doing these things and again, how well they do. And yeah, we're proud of the fact that they did so well, and so many of our students excel in all different areas, that we want well-rounded students that have opportunities to experience a lot of different things in the arts, the athletics, the clubs, all kinds of things. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that makes Manhattan great.
All right.
Yes, I'm a little biased, but yes, I think we have a great school district. We always have things we can improve on, but I'm happy being here.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that sentiment is shared by a lot of folks here in our community. We get down to reports here tonight, and one of those is a construction update. You got a lot of construction going on.
Oh, gosh, yes. I noticed, you know, just driving out here that Keith Noel, mm-hmm. I mean, it's really popping up there. So we've got a lot of things going on with the construction that, in fact, we've got schematic design going to the board. For a couple different projects, we've got, we started the early learning centers that kind of worked my way up, that they are working on masonry for the storm shelter. They've got the lumber there ready to start framing, structural steels ready to be put in, working on slab on grade, just getting the sites prepped. So there's a lot going on there. Oliver Brown, we do have all of our permits to get started on, you know, from Pott County and from Manhattan. The contractors getting the site ready for the building pad, and then from there, you know, they'll begin the construction. So just moving right along with it. The two middle schools, we did at our last board meeting, got the guaranteed maximum prices, that got that taken care of. I had our groundbreaking last Friday for Eisenhower, and there's a lot of work going on there, mobilizing at the site. So, you know, continuing to move on forward on those. There's the, West Campus. They're moving. They've got a lot of the design done. There's still, I believe, four different user groups that the architect wants to go back and meet with those four groups just to make sure that the things that are in the plan are what they were expecting. And then from there, to have the construction documents ready to go by April 23rd. Keith Knoll, I was just mentioning, a lot of work there. Marlatt, they've done schematic design. We have a facilities and growth committee. Schematic design for Marlatt and Bergman both went to facilities the end of February and are on the board agenda for tonight for Marlatt and Bergman. There's going to be some work, some construction at Lee this summer, probably construction at Lee next summer with parking lots and things like that. So I'm sure I'm missing something, but there's a lot of activity going on. Real happy with the scope, the sequence, the pace, how the bids are coming out. We've got a lot of local contractors doing work on the project. So really feel good about it. And I know we always remind people, you can go to the website and see all kinds of information about where are we at with the projects. There is I don't think it's up there right now, but there's a revised timeline. We try to update that periodically. We're still planning on in August of 21, so the beginning of the school year after next. Both middle schools and Oliver Brown will be open in time for the start of school. But, like I started to say earlier, go to the website. That's where we have our updated timelines, progress reports for people to be able to access.
All right.
Wow. Speed construction report there.
We got through one segment here. We'll take a break. We'll let Marvin catch his breath, and we'll continue on after this. You're listening to In Focus.